what we're looking at is it looks like early to mid-April to have contractors in town to actually do the fiber build overland. I just found out today that the fiber is being loaded on the ship in Norway. So it should be heading our way in Ketchikan June 1.
It's Norwegian fiber?
Norwegian ship.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that's not just for Petersburg.
No, it's all of us.
So what does that mean in terms of timing as far as laying the actual connections to other towns?
It looks like June 1, Ketchikan kicks off. So a matter of driving the boat from Ketchikan to Wrangell to Petersburg. So it should be, my guess, second, third week of June. From what they tell me is the boat will come to the north side, Sandy Beach Road. It'll be brought ashore on barge. And I assuming what I heard is the barge comes ashore, tide goes out, they hand the cable off to the guys on shore, and then when tide comes back in, they kind of just back off the beach.
There's quite a few people who have GCI service. What kind of outages or interruptions can people expect while you're connecting everything?
We don't expect any outages during the build. Just as we do our cutovers, we'll try to do those from midnight to 4 a.m.
Cutovers are?
Cut over the old cable plant to the new cable plant. Mm-hmm. So that'll be midnight to 4 is our planned outages. There may be some small outages throughout the day, just as we balance things back out.
Now you've changed your business location up to Hammer and Weekon. What does that mean for the satellite dishes and stuff downtown? Are you removing all that?
Yes. Those all go away with the fiber connectivity coming in. We'll get our channel lineups from Anchorage and Juneau. We no longer need those satellite dishes in Petersburg.
For completion, you're still looking at sometime in the mid to late fall?
I think our sign-off dates to be done with everything, complete projects, we're shooting for November 1st.
Will other telecommunications companies be able to use your cable to basically lease bandwidth on your cable and offer services through your cable?
Absolutely.
As well?
We expect AP&T and AT&T to use some of that capacity.
What essentially does this do for you as a region in terms of GCI and along with providing the faster speeds, the digital cable and that sort of stuff? What does it mean in terms of reliability for the network region-wide?
Well, I think it gives us 100% reliability, or at least 99.9% for the first time ever. Well, we're not dealing with high-site microwave towers that are icing up or kicking us offline. We have full control over the network. As far as GCI as a company, I think that we are more or less putting all of our systems are connected. So now if you're traveling within Southeast, whether it be Ketchikan to Juneau to Sitka, you pick up a remote in a hotel, you're going to have the same channel lineups that you have at home.
What are people going to see in town here in terms of equipment changes? We've talked about the shed up by the Lighthouse Assembly of God Church, but maybe talk about just generally what people see as far as construction.
You won't notice anything on the poles when we're done with it. The cable is about the size of a half dollar. You won't notice any additional equipment on the poles. The shelter itself, we've done the survey for it. Looks like we'll be able to place it behind the existing trees, or at least most of those trees blocking it. I really don't think anybody will notice any change at all.
And then on Sandy Beach, the easement through there, we'll just see something coming up through the water? Or?
It'll be buried from the water to the shore. There'll be an in-ground vault, roughly 4 by 3 foot deep vault. And then from there, conduit to an existing pole that's in place, and then we go overhead from there.
You expect people will actually see a difference in their internet speeds or availability of faster speeds or whatever in the fall?
Faster internet speeds, more TV channels, high definition, of course, and then eventually local phone service as well.